The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, the man who was arrested in the Jojo Dollard murder case has since been released after questioning by the Gardaí. We're told that the suspect has been on the radar for years and that some new information had surfaced leading to the detainment. Joining me now to update us on the latest details, Conor Lally, the security and crime editor of the Irish Times. Conor, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, we have sketchy information about the individual concerned. We were told from a well-known family in the Kildare-Wicklow area. We won't be more specific than that because the suspect has been released without charge. But what happens now?
Well, that's a good question. Obviously, we've seen over the last 48 hours, there's been a flurry of activity in this case, which, you know, clearly goes back 29 years. So it's certainly been a big week for the case in the sense that this man, a 55-year-old man, he's the first person to be taken in for questioning about Jojo Dollard's killing since she vanished in November 1995. So even that in itself was a big move. Two houses have also been searched in the Kildare-Wicklow area, and then a plot of land then is actually still undergoing searching near Grangecon in County Wicklow. So look, all of those moves are big developments in the case, especially when we haven't seen that kind of activity until now. But there's no doubt that the fact that the suspect was released without charge, I mean, it's a setback for the inquiry. If you want to detain him again or you want to arrest anybody else, you have to have new information. You can't just rearrest the person and put the same evidence that you have to him. So trying to get new information in a case that's 29 years old, that's going to be a big ask. And really, one of the things that caught my eye last night was Garda headquarters, as they tend to do, they put out a brief statement after this man was released without charge. And there was no reference in the statement to them preparing a file on the case for the DPP. Now, that would happen. And they would say that, and you would know that a case then was, you know, nearing a conclusion and they were about to send their findings off to the DPP for that office to, rule on whether the evidence is there, is strong enough to actually bring a charge in the case. So there was no mention at all to the DPP's office sending a file on. Rather, it was about the inquiry continuing and searches continuing. So I do think even that omission, that offers you insight into the fact that they are a long way off being in a position to even send a file on the case.
So the excavation is continuing?
The excavation is continuing, and really what they're looking for there, Pat, the area where the excavation is ongoing, it's about 10 kilometres from the village of Moon in South Kildare, where Jojo was last seen alive. So it's not too far away, and what they're looking for there is really any evidence that Jojo was ever there, that any of her personal items, could still be there, or that possibly her remains are even there. The fact that they haven't found the body, again, that's a big setback for the inquiry. And it is really why the case wasn't upgraded to a murder investigation until 4 years ago. I suppose the thinking back in the 90s in, you know, policing worldwide, really, was that if you didn't have a dead body, you couldn't really have a homicide inquiry. That was certainly the thinking in policing in Ireland. Now, that has changed down the years. And we've seen some of these cases where people vanished and their remains haven't been found. They have been upgraded to homicide inquiries in the last few years. But certainly the absence of human remains in this particular case is a big shortcoming. You cannot absolutely confirm that Jojo has died, and because of that you can't confirm how she died, that foul play was involved, or when and where she was killed. So these are all very big obstacles that the Garda investigation team will have to clear before they could send a file to the DPP.
Now, it's not just human remains they might find if they are successful in their search. I mean, Jojo Dollard was carrying a rucksack and she had a Sanyo cassette player. Now, the importance of that would be that were that to be found, and those players would have been substantially metal and plastic. The plastic would not have in any way deteriorated over the years. The metals might have rusted and so on. That would be a telling piece of evidence were it to be found.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, even other things like, you know, possibly rings, other jewellery. even items of clothing, although, you know, I think it would be very hard to find an item of clothing that would be intact after such a long time out in the open. But you might find, you know, shoes or boots, that kind of thing. So really, they're scouring that area just for any evidence at all, any item, however small, that they could link to Jojo, that they know she was either wearing, had on her, or had in her bag. And again, that would at least offer evidence that they're in the, you know, right general area, further searching. And if they did find anything, well, then you would probably see then a very extensive search down there, you know, a huge tract of land being excavated and so on. But I don't think the Garda search team has reached that stage yet.
Now, they're reporting about this individual being interviewed by Garda before and giving statements that were conflicting.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, that doesn't, I mean, somebody who's completely innocent could give two statements to the guards at various times, and some of the information in them could contradict. It doesn't really mean that they're guilty. But certainly in these kinds of cases, which are very old, and where a cold case review has already been carried out, and then where the inquiry has been upgraded, any discrepancies in statements like that will be pored over. They will be put to the suspect when they're brought in for questioning and so on. And it's really at this stage, it's about using any evidence that you have, any information that you have, either discrepancies in the statements that the suspect gave to the Gardaí at various times, or even maybe contradictions that other people may have given statements about him at the time that contradict his own claims to the Gardaí. Those would all be points that would be used as leverage to put pressure on a suspect in these particular cases. And if we look at the arrest that's taken place this week, I mean, really from the outset, I got the sense, strong sense from the Gardaí that it was a strategic arrest. It was designed to, I suppose, put pressure on this man to see if he was involved in the killing. Would he crack up when he was being questioned? Would this put a lot of pressure on him? What impact would it have on him? And so it was a strategic operation, really. It was well planned for quite some time. And obviously any answers that he gave to questions while he was being interviewed by the guards, they will now all be pored over and they'll be compared with his previous answers, statements from other witnesses and so on. So they have a job of work to do still, but the investigation will continue. It's a large-scale inquiry and they will follow up all the leads that they have.
Conor Lally, Security and Crime Editor for the Irish Times.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.